and welcome back to Glow Home. Yes. It is our bonus episode and it is our hot take.
Hot take.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like, what is happening?
What is happening?
So basically, it is a section where we just decide to go on a big rant for something that is
we love. We haven't had one that we love yet. It's all things that are grinding our gears. Yeah. But it is either a rant of something that we absolutely love or something that is just really annoying us.
Yeah.
So
we only have 10 minutes.
Only 10 minutes. Yeah. So, and I hope you've seen what we're going to talk about. Well,
I haven't. It's a surprise.
But I'm going to tell you this thing. Okay. And then I'm going to see if you know what we're talking about.
Right.
So this week's hot take that we want to discuss is dickfluencers. Do you know what a dickfluencer is?
I feel like I've never heard this, but I can guess what it is.
Okay, what's your guess?
Is that like the fitnessy people and their willies are just flapping?
Yes.
What is that?
It grinds my gears.
I find it the biggest ick.
Isn't it?
I'm like, you're gross.
So
that's gross.
So there's quite a scale of dickfluencer in our mind. So we, maybe because of the content we consume, we get served a lot of dickfluencers. Okay, it's not just us. It's not just the gays. But basically, there are people who actually make sure in their content that their penis or their bulge is showing.
But it's not even a bulge because you can see everything.
No, you can see it all.
The rim.
You can see the rim.
Yeah. You can see the rim.
You can.
It's wild.
It is wild to me. But again, as we've spoken about, like the real influencer before, the dickfluencer is a similar thing. They do it because the comments light up. So people are you, and sometimes it can be quite funny.
Why do people follow you? Because I let my dick hang out.
I know.
But the weird part is some of them are like wholesome enough content creators, but yet they every once in a while just put it out there to make sure that they get their engagement back up again.
Is it like when all the fitness influencers who had big booties circa 2015?
Yes. I think this
all grew massive accounts.
Through the bum. Yeah.
And I think this is like the new world.
Had I had a big booty, I would have done it too. But I'm Irish and wearing a little flat packet. Well, I was like, grow, bitch.
But it's so wild because like we've watched some accounts grow and some people who started, basically maybe done it once or twice and got like a bit of engagement from it and a bit of like following from it.
Okay.
And now it has progressed to fully fledged. No, that is like the first thing you see in every piece of content.
I heard that some of them are using strap-ons.
Yes.
We were just going to say it's on the agenda. It is on the agenda.
Yeah. So some people now are putting in like flaccid ones.
Yes.
And then also other ones are putting in full blown dildos.
This is what we're talking about.
Full blown dildos.
Yeah.
Into their shorts. Short shorts or their wet shorts.
Like grey sweatpants.
Yeah.
I see a lot of grey sweatpants.
Grey sweatpants was like, I think this is where it happened first. Like people started to be like, oh, the grey sweatpants thing.
Yeah.
And then people started to
see that. I feel like one guy just did it by accident.
Yeah.
And it blew up. 100%. And then all these other guys were like, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. So I think there's like people who like have done it for engagement and then.
Imagine being like, oh, I've had to buy a dildo.
I know. Wouldn't you be so,
wasn't big enough, was it?
Sad.
Yeah. Imagine how sad they must feel having to put that in their pants. I mean,
for content, for engagement. I'm always like, just for engagement. And then what I never get is like, I'm like, but can you sell?
Yes.
What are you doing this
What's
for?
What's the point in having a following? What is the thing?
Ego.
But I think some people
do. Is it ego?
Yeah, I think it is.
Some people get like an adrenaline rush from like the follows and the likes.
Whenever your content does well, it is
fun. Of course.
It's a good day. You're like, oh, thank God.
And when it doesn't do well, it's depressing.
When it doesn't do well, we bring out
archives. We bring out the dildos. You guys are like, which one are we using today?
Well, I actually find it so wild. It's now become this thing where then it has grown legs and now there's a thing called
a third leg.
It's become a thing called gay baiting, right?
Oh.
Because basically there's lots of straight men that now do this, right?
Oh.
And show off their nether regions.
Appendages.
Because they get engagement from the gay community.
I love that we said who, dick 100 times. Oh,
yeah. 400 times dick.
Dick. And you appendage.
I don't know why I'm nervous.
Taking it back. He's like, I'm also classic.
I feel like my mother is going to be watching this. Mom, I'm sorry, but we're talking about those dick influencers.
It's there.
It's there.
That's funny, everyone thinks I'm approved and Mark is like, everyone thinks poor Mark, or no, poor Paul.
Yeah.
And Mark is the baddie, when actually it's very much vice versa.
Paul is the bold one.
Yeah, I am 100% the bold one.
He's a bold human.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I love him for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, gay baiting is now this thing where like straight men are trying to get the gay community to follow them and engage with them. So they're pretending to be gay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there was this whole thing came out on, I said this earlier, there was an expose. On TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, so basically, there was this whole thing of like, this man did this series of things.
Show
like,
on, on RTE?
Yeah, TV3.
TV3, I loved it. So Glenda. What a stalwart. What a stalwart. The whole program went. So sad.
We should bring that back.
Bring back. Yeah. This could This could be the new expose.
Yeah.
New name.
Scrap the glow home. Expose 2.0. But no, so basically they are doing this, straight men are pretending to be gay to get gay men engaged with them and following them. So a lot of them have like OnlyFans accounts and therefore are making like financial money out of it. But some of them are even going as far as like having like sexual experiences with men. And they have like girlfriends and everything at home, but they're making money off pretending to be gay.
Yeah.
The OnlyFans stuff is insane.
Yeah.
I just like, but I think it's so crazy how like, there's this girl from Australia and she's like a porn star.
Is this, are we
talking? And she has Anna something.
Oh yeah, okay.
But I'm like, she's like all, she does like all these ads and like all these beauty things. She does all these meetups with these young girls. And I'm like, this mother is letting
and
them go
has no
and
meet fans. Up
with, yeah, with a porn star. They call her a sex worker.
Well, I actually quite,
like,
I quite
support. Like, no, oh, but yeah, I actually,
I support it in the sense that I think if people feel good doing that, right, that's your thing, and they feel good, and it's all consensual, and you are good at that.
Yeah.
Because also, not everyone is good at it.
Yeah.
As we know. But I actually am like, go do your thing. And absolutely, if people are making bank from it, like people are making money on OnlyFans from sitting in cakes, sitting on cakes in lacy underwear, sitting on balloons.
We were going to do the feet one.
We were going to do the feet one.
I was a foot model. Oh,
where are you?
Killing. Yeah.
Oh, you would have.
I'd build two houses.
Two. That's what she needs to do.
Imagine
next year.
Next week, Maeve's like, oh, we're actually building a house in Dublin because I started my foot only fans. But I actually do. I do condone for those who like do it and are good at it. I think well done you. And yes, well done. Go get your coin. But I don't enjoy those who are pretending to be like those who are not gay men are trying to trade off like gay men by pretending to be gay.
By being
really
thirsty.
Annoys me.
Yeah.
Or also people who like, who do the like dick fluencing with their penis rocking around. And then if someone says something to them about it, they're like, how dare you? I'm a very serious content creator. I'm like, pal, come on.
I'm just hanging out literally. No, yeah. More said, like, they all wear tight shorts.
Yeah.
Suck that in.
Yeah.
It's really bad for your balls.
Is it? Well, Nick, this is the part that we didn't know
hang? It's not like titties. Like if you didn't support the titties, they would droop. Wouldn't balls?
I don't think it's quite the same with balls.
I think it is.
Okay. Saggy boy balls.
Saggy boy balls.
I love that. I love how Maeve's gone straight to, I just don't know it's healthy. No. I don't know if it's healthy for them, their poor little balls.
I don't think so. I think you need support.
I'm all for the support. I'm all for the support.
That you need support.
I basically wear a ball bra. That's basically what I wear.
A jockstrap.
A jockstrap?
Yeah, a jockstrap.
Well,
but jockstrap isn't really, it's not going to hold everything in really. I think a jockstrap is more of a man's lingerie type vibe.
Lingerie?
Yeah. It doesn't, it's honestly functional.
Is it not just to protect you from?
No. So there's the American sports one.
Yeah.
But the sports, it's the cup. But now it's become kind of like a sexualized, like lingerie thing for men. Am I right?
Lingerie, yeah.
Am I right?
Lingerie for men.
So like a lot of, gay. It's like a lot of gay men wear jockstraps. They're not playing sport.
No. Well, they are playing some sort of sport.
They're doing something. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. The slip like of the slide. So there's also thongs.
Yeah.
For gays.
There's also thongs.
Yeah. Men can wear thongs too.
Men can wear thongs too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, imagine Andrew.
I would love Andrew to thong. Oh, I'm gonna buy, we're going to buy Andrew a thong.
Yeah.
We're buying Andrew a thong. That's for sure. So, yes. So basically, we wanted to bring to the world
Dickfluencers.
Dickfluencers. And we want to know in, you know, comments, in DMs, tell us what you think. Have you seen the Dickfluencers?
Yeah.
How do you feel about them?
Can't be just us who's seen them.
Yeah. Seen them.
Seen them. Yeah.
Yeah. Mavis seen them too. So it's fun. I've seen them too. And listen, all power to them, but at the same time.
Put your dick away.
Put your dick away.
Or your dildo.
Or your dildo.
Yeah, little fake. Well, that's kind of it for our hot take this week.
Yay!
I'm actually excited for what comes next week. I feel like that was a really bad choice of words.
Well, I'll tell you in an hour.
Anyway, we're ending this here. That's quite enough. We will see you guys next week on The Glow Home. Make sure to listen, subscribe, review, do all the things. And we'll be back next week with another fabulous episode.
Bye.
Bye.